VOA Learning English. This is the Economics Report. More people are able to receive higher education worldwide than in the past. But the amount of higher education is causing social and economic divisions in many countries. A recent study by the Organization for Economic Development and Cooperation also finds that some developing countries are making surprising progress. 5 years ago, the world financial crisis hurt many nations, but it did not slow growth in education. A recent OECD report notes the quality and amount of education is increasing the division between what it calls the haves and the have-nots. In some areas, rising unemployment has affected people with lower education levels more than others. They earn considerably less than those with higher degrees. There are 34 economically developed countries in the OECD. Among those countries, the unemployment rate for people with a university education is about 5%. However, the rate is almost 20% for 25 to 34-year-olds who do not have a university degree. This situation also exists in developing economies. Andreas Schleicher is the Education and Skills Director for the OECD. He says the finding is a surprise.
In fact, that's one of the most surprising findings. You can see that in Brazil, you can see that in East Asia. I think for the countries where we do have data, it's a pretty common trend, and the recent financial crisis has amplified that trend. Education makes more of a difference in terms of your life chances than it used to do.
The report finds that education makes a greater difference for individuals within countries. But it also notes that education is reducing divisions between developed and developing countries. Andreas Schleicher says countries like China, Vietnam, and Brazil are making education an important goal. He says they are investing their limited resources to get good teachers and school leaders.
What's really interesting when you look at these data is that the world is no longer divided between rich and well-educated nations and poor and badly educated ones. Now, some of the middle-income countries see enormous progress.
The report says education rates are expanding faster in many developing countries than in rich ones. The Education at a Glance 2014 report provides detailed information about education in the OECD member states. It also reports on non-member countries, including China, India, Colombia, Brazil, and Russia. And that's the Economics Report from VOA Learning English. For more of our programs, go to our website, learningenglish.voanews.com, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Mario Ritter.